Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and here we go. Just last week, we had these young fellas on the show: John Crump, Rich Hughes. John Crump is.
I don't know about being young, but we're on the show. But young might not be us.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying. I don't know who's the oldest in the room right now.
67.
I'm 62.
I'm still in my 40s. So
okay, so last week these young fellows were having a little bit of trouble, and well, they dispensed with that really quick. Joining me again is John Crump and Rich Hughes. Good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon.
Rich, are you still with us there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So you guys had everything. Let's see. You guys came on the show Friday. And then Friday the trial happened, and then, or not, what happened Friday? Tell me what happened Friday.
All right, so basically what happened is we went in for our hearing, our lawyers were there, and the judge came out, and the judge was not too happy with the prosecutor in the case, basically wanted to know why they were there, and stated that this was established case law, and that she supports the First Amendment. So the judge wanted to speak directly to the prosecutor, and the prosecutor's boss or whoever was there went and let her speak. So he said he's going to speak. She's not going to speak today. So the judge was like, well, then I'm going to ask you, what were you guys thinking by trying to suppress the First Amendment? And at that point, or the paraphrase, that's what the judge said, not the exact words, but it was something very similar. So at that point, the government decided, the DOJ decided that they cannot discuss what they were thinking because of internal conversations, and then made a move to pull the motion. So they withdrew their motion to suppress our speech, which is probably something that they weren't planning on doing, but they also probably didn't think that we were going to have a team of attorneys there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And this is something, well, our viewers kind of joke about Crump Smash, and this is, like Hulk Smash, and this is really the overwhelming shock and awe show of force that GOA attorneys provided. And I got to thank GOA because this was just really overwhelming and heartwarming.
And Florida Carey, too. Don't forget about Florida Carey. Sure.
Well, I mean, Stambalia Olson. Was Hammonds involved in any of this?
No, Mike Hammonds was not involved. It was Stambalia, Rob Olson, James Phillips, and then a guy named Ron Shook out of North Carolina, who's an attorney, and Eric Friday of Florida Carey, and Sean Carana was there as well.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of times they look at you guys with the YouTube channel, blog, right? So their first thought process is that you're not actually a paid reporter, right? That you don't have a revenue stream coming out of what you're doing. So easy pickings, easy prey. Plus, when we do this, everybody else will see this happen to you, and it will chill them as well. And when you guys stepped up and said, oh, okay, so a little legal shenanigans ongoing here. Well, here you go. Stephen, Rob, other guys, please take the lead. And that they didn't expect you to have attorneys, I don't think.
No, I don't think they did either.
Well, first off, I don't think they expected us to know anything was going on. And, you know, just Four Boxes Diner had some excellent commentary, had two very good videos on this. One of the challenges of this that flies in the face of the First Amendment and our constitutional rights is that they were going to decide our right to speak without even having us present there. You know, you have the right to face your accusers,
sure.
And this was going to be completely brushed under the rug.
Well, I mean, this is the era of the red flag orders. I call it the Minority Report, and
yes,
this is the era where they do things now without your knowledge, and especially if you're a gun person, even if you're just talking about it, right?
So right.
You think that you think this was her Laura? You think Laura took a look at the stuff you guys do and said, oh.
I think we are viewed, you know, John, myself, and other 2A people, whether you're a YouTube, you know, content creator or somebody that consumes the content, I think we're viewed by the government and by the elites in D.C. as smelly Walmart people.
Yeah, well.
But you got to make some progress. The judge even stated that she watched my videos when they filed the motion and stated that, you know, she respects what we do. We're definitely part of the media, and we reported the facts as we saw them, and we were fair.
And did you guys see any of this happen? Did you watch it stream? Was there a camera?
No. There was no camera in the courtroom or anything. Friday morning, we kind of knew the way that the judge was leaning because federal court, it's usually, you know, no cell phones, no laptops, no nothing. And the judge put out a order stating that members of the press could have cell phones and could have laptops. They just couldn't, like, record audio or video, which was, no one asked for that, but she made that motion. So at that point, it was like, all right, she's trying to send the, we feel that she was trying to send a message to the prosecutor.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, this isn't going to fly.
And I'd like to just do a little recap on what happened. So I don't know if everybody understands. This is stemming from a First and Second Amendment case concerning the auto key card, Matt Hoover and Justin Irvin, who are in jail right now awaiting sentencing on September 6th for a metal card with a very light etching in it. It's not like you could break this out in 10 seconds and make a machine gun. Nobody's actually done that. Not even the ATF.
ATF tried and couldn't do it. It's not to the right dimensions of a lightning link.
And meaning dimensions, not only, you know, in three dimensions, the metal isn't even the right thickness to work.
Yeah.
So, and there's further issues that would not make it work in a modern bulk carrier system for an AR-15 or M-16. So, also, this is a further abuse of the First Amendment by trying to gag us. So, it's both a First and Second Amendment issue because Matt Hoover was clearly just advertising a product. And he's looped into this and in jail now since April because of it.
So
Justin's been there for 2 years.
Now I know John in the commission of what you do on a regular basis. You probably know about all the Glock switches they found in Chicago and all the people that have been prosecuted for those Glock switches. I mean, Kim Fox has brought no charges against any. They confiscated 9 in one day, and they took them off took them off the gangbangers. And she's also the mutual combat girl that said, well, they're fighting each other, so since they weren't robbing anybody, we're not going to charge anybody. They can just have a gunfight in the middle of the outskirts of Chicago.
And nobody ever gets hurt by that.
Nobody ever. No. It's a victimless crime.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like prostitution, but it's actually prostitution of the law. But listen, we're coming up on the first break. We're going to discuss the ramifications of this and where you guys are going next. And I hope I know where you're going, but, you know, we're going to find out. Rich, he has a YouTube channel called Flying Rich, and this covers everything. I mean, this is a guy that, this is guy stuff. He does guy stuff, and it's not just guns. It's a lot of guy stuff. John, well, John has something called Black Swan Media. Go check that out. It's just a hub. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to John Crump, Rich Hughes, and they just had their day in court. And it was actually a few hours, right? It was not even a whole day. It was, you guys dispensed with this really quick because it was a frivolous case to begin with, right?
Yeah, it was a move to be. The judge wanted to get to hear this as soon as possible, so they fast tracked it. So we were in there, and my attorney showed up, and they. Smashed the government case. It was a it was a chilling move to see the government trying to suppress speech, but that's what they do now. They suppress speech.
Yes, they do.
It's almost like they forgot that there's a constitution and they forgot our natural rights as humans.
Well, see, if they had... I knew this was going to happen at some point. See, when you get these thin-skinned leftists in here, and I mean, I've seen a picture of this girl, this attorney that came after you guys. She's young, you know. She probably just got out of school just a few years ago. She's come out of the public school program that we talk about, you and I talk about it on a regular basis. She's come out of the university program that you and I talk about on a regular basis. And this is what you get. So normally, if they had done it their favorite way, they would have gone on YouTube and gotten your channel shut down, or they would have gone on social media and gotten you kicked out and tried to get you deplatformed and all this stuff. And she just could not control herself, so she decided to do the direct route, which is sort of a first, isn't it? Isn't that where we talked about how this may be a first where they've actually come after you with the DOJ?
It might be. I'm not sure. I'm trying to do some research after you brought that up. I haven't been able to find any other cases. But I think this is a message to the DOA, not the DOA, the DOJ. And I think they might pull back for a little while. I mean, I don't think that they're going to pull back.
They're going to regroup.
Wholesale.
They're going to regroup.
But yeah, they're going to regroup. So I don't think. I think if we would have just rolled over, entered into a consent agreement or something like that, it would have snowballed and they would have started doing it more and more. But now people saw that you can fight back.
Yeah.
You can beat them.
It might be also important to do the chronology of what actually happened. So they, I believe it was Monday of last week, the prosecutor filed basically a gag order on myself, John, Matt, and Erica, or I should say a request to have a gag order on us. And two things occurred. You know, the GOA stepped up with an excellent legal team, and they wrote a motion in our favor, you know, favoring First Amendment rights, and pointed out the issues with the prosecutor's motion, how she stated in case law that was talking about dissemination of information of pre-sentencing reports from court officers. And that is not condoned, whereas somebody like Matt Hoover or Justin Irvin could disseminate that information because it's their information about themselves. And the other thing is an amicus brief was filed by major YouTubers in the Second Amendment community that are, you know, operating, you know, in the same lanes of, you know, Second Amendment news and information. They had a combined audience of greater than CNN. So they're
greater than any of the major networks, like by double.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know. If CNN didn't have the airports, nobody would watch CNN.
true that.
So, I mean, that's not that hard for me to imagine. I mean, you're probably going to get heard on this by more people than listen to CNN. So,
absolutely.
Having said that, though, from this point on, are you guys just sitting back going, okay, that's one down, back to business. That's, you're just going to go back to what you have been doing all this time?
There might be some stuff coming up that we really can't speak about at this point.
Right.
But right now we're putting our nose back to the grind. We're going to make reporting on the auto key card case and other cases that the government probably doesn't want us to report on. But it's our First Amendment right. We are members of the press. I find it interesting that she totally like overlooked the fact that I write for like major publications, that I'm a member of several different like press groups, and you know that I write for Ammoland, and she tried to pin me down as just a YouTube personality. So,
well, that's not, you know, that's her not doing any due diligence. I mean, that was her mistake.
Well, I think it's more of she intentionally left out the other stuff.
Yeah,
but she knew that would make their case look weak.
So there's two things going on here. The result is the same. Either the prosecutor was ignorant of things going on, or she was trying to mislead the court. That's up to you guys to make that judgment. I'm not going to hold judgment on this. It's what I wonder is, if we didn't have all of these motions and amicus briefs and, like, the dream team of lawyers showing up on Friday, where would we be? You know, we would, and the judge, I think, would have squashed this no matter what. But I think this,
That's not something you want to roll a dice on.
Right. Yeah, right.
And plus, I think they're trying to get us to probably, they're probably going to offer us a consent agreement or something like that.
Now, what would
volunteer.
What would a consent agreement do? What would they be asking or directing you to do with a consent agreement?
Probably like, hey, because they were asking for us to stop reporting in all other remedies, and they probably would have been like, we will drop the all other remedies thing and drop it right here if you agree not to report on it and to destroy other documents that you have, which I'm not willing to do. So we're not going to do that. We're going to fight, you know. I take my rights very, very seriously, and I don't back down, I mean, especially to bullies. And they were trying to bully us. They were trying to intimidate us. They were trying to scare us. And that's just something that I don't like confrontation, but I also won't back down from confrontation either if I feel that I'm in the right.
Well, you shouldn't. And as far as confrontation goes, I mean, having your ducks in a row the way you guys did it, that was... Some people go off and do some of this stuff, and you know this. You two know this better, as good as I do, if not better. The last SHOT Show I went to was 2020. And that was the year that Northam was still in office, and they had the Second Amendment Day. Do you guys remember that time period?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I was down there.
Okay. Now,
I was in Virginia.
And we're coming up on the break, so we will continue this story on the other side. And because I had a process going on in my head that was, I had some misgivings for you guys. But anyway, Rich Hughes, he does a YouTube channel called Flying Rich, and he does all kinds of stuff. He does keyboards, he does openings of FN57s, you know, multiples of them, shooting. He hangs out with John on some of the stuff that he does. John Crump, he writes for Ammoland. He has Black on Swan Media, which I think is John Crump News. That's the name of his channel. All the media, all the time. And they tried to squash these guys. They tried to take them out. And, you know, they're still standing. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Terran Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick, now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. There are signs prosecutors in Georgia may soon announce whether former President Trump will be indicted for his alleged efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Witnesses that were scheduled to appear before the grand jury tomorrow showed up today. The White House says President Biden was never in business with his son Hunter.
They keep turning up documents and witnesses showing that the president wasn't involved, never discussed these business dealings, and did nothing wrong.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the investigations led by House Republicans Republicans have yet to turn up substantial evidence to prove the allegations. House Republicans have accused the president of being involved in an influence-peddling scheme. A new national poll shows Florida Governor Ron DeSantis slipping to third place in the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. The Kaplan Strategy Survey found entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy with 11% support, followed by DeSantis at 10%. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to John Crump and Rich Hughes. Now, Rich, did you go to that thing in Virginia in 2020?
I wanted to, but my day gig had me, you know, firmly in my chair here in South Florida. I was working on a data center in Germany, so okay. I had, like, emergency data center operations to be done.
What did you think about that event, Rich?
I got to say a couple of things. Well, first off, you know, personally, it's kind of an emotional roller coaster ride. You know, you don't think that you're going to be looped into a court case that you've been reporting on.
I think he was talking about the Lobby Day.
Lobby Day.
In Virginia a few Lobby years Day. Ago.
Oh, I wasn't at Lobby Day. Okay. So
let me tell you what I was thinking about Lobby Day. This is what I was thinking about Lobby Day. I thought Lobby Day was going to be the Second Amendment, January the 6th. I thought that this was going to be some sort of a trap where they tried to lure these guys in and sprinkle some provocateurs in the mm-hmm. middle of it and start sure. something and then lock up a bunch of them, right? And a bunch of them showed up in the battle rattle, right, John?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, like a bunch of them showed up in the battle rattle, and there might have been some provocateurs there. But everyone knew what was at stake, and it was put out through VCDL. There's a long history of VCDL doing lobby days. So it was put out through VCDL, like, you know, this is what we do. We're going to go in there. We're going to have a rally more than a protest. And then we're also not going to leave the city any worse than what we found it. In fact, we were going to clean it up.
Yeah, you left it better than it was when you got there. But see, the difference, I think, in that, though, which was demonstrated, is that Second Amendment people think in detail. And I think sometimes, yep. I think, and I mean, I do both a Second Amendment radio show and a general politics radio show. And general politics are almost conceptual when you're looking at it. You don't have to get too much into detail for it. You know, small government, responsible spending, that kind of thing. And that can be all the aim and everything, and then you might want to delve into the details. In Second Amendment land, we have to deal in details. So I think the awareness of the people attending that probably is what overcame what they were hoping would happen. Would you agree?
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
I 100% agree. I remember going there, people were going to be like, yeah, there's probably going to be people trying to start some stuff up there, but they just don't fall for it.
So,
I mean,
but then January 6th happened, and I was absolutely convinced that that was something they tried to do with you guys. That would have been a large scale chilling of what just happened to you two guys.
Yeah,
it was a First Amendment thing, and it was a Second Amendment thing, all at the same time, and they would have had a twofer. So I think they're always looking for that, and I think now that you guys have shown them, well, we're not bumpkins. We come to play. When you want to play with us, that's fine. We're going to play on your level, and we're going to win, too. Now, maybe they're going to sit back and recalculate how they're going to do it, or do you think they're going to give it up for the moment?
I absolutely do not believe that they're going to give it up. There's no way that they will. They're going to go back and they're recalculate. They're going to try to think of another way to do what they do. And then try to come at it again. We just have to be prepared, and we have to know that, I mean, that's what they're going to try to do. And I think the problem here is, you know, the prosecution, the DOJ, has an endless resource of our tax dollars against us.
Yes, yes. That's the other thing. You got to it before I did, Rich. So with this, when Laura came at you guys, is her last name Kofor? When Laura Kofor came at you guys, she had no skin in the game. She was just using a personal grievance because of some chat room noise, right? Because somebody said bad things about her, and she just couldn't take that. But she had nothing to lose coming at you, right? Because she was.
Well, yes. I'm going to disagree with you slightly.
Well, do please. I love being wrong. Tell me what's wrong.
I think she got taken down a couple of notches. But I think in her mind, when she filed that motion, she was like, I don't want to get into her head and cast false dispersions, but I think it was more of a visceral thing as opposed to a logical thing. And I don't think she believed she had anything to lose at that point. And I think she found out different on Friday.
Yeah, I don't think the fact that the DOJ would not let her speak, it says that they probably were not too happy with her.
I don't think Friday was a good day for her.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if she didn't, you know, make it come on the DOJ mad for doing this, they would have let her speak. Mm-hmm. But they. She sat there because she brought the motion, but they would not let her. The judge even asked to speak to her, and the DOJ was like, no, we're not going to let her speak.
No. Well, I mean, she got out of their, you know, their whole thing has been going through social media. It's been going through social media because I guess they knew that in the face of it, this kind of thing, especially in light of the Bruin decision now. Because You told me that one of these guys is in jail right now for advertising these cards?
Yes. Correct, yes.
They were on his website or something?
No, he had a YouTube sponsorship deal.
Oh. But they're not the right size, they're just sort of the right shape.
Right? Yeah,
they're like bobbleheads.
Bottle opener.
Right.
It's not the right size. It's the right shape, but it's not the right size, and it's not the right thickness of metal. It's not the right type of metal.
And it would work with what, a 1962 Colt SP2 bolt carrier group.
Well, it would if it would work, it would have had to been that, but it wouldn't have been worked with that.
Yeah.
Are there any of those around anymore to even try that?
There's some museum somewhere.
Okay. So this was a witch hunt with those guys.
Totally.
Absolutely.
And to your point, this could have been all done with a C&D letter. If you just said, hey, cease and desist, don't advertise, don't sell this product, both of them, both Matt and Justin, would have said, hot potato, I'm dropping this thing.
Well, you know, one thing I see about this stuff now, whenever somebody does some of this stuff and they get out there and they sort of they're skirting on the edge of the abyss, which is what this was. Sometimes, like with the binary trigger, the guy that set that up, Jay, when he set that up with Franklin Armory, he, even when he changes colors, he sends them another one. He dots all the I's and he crosses all the T's.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the contentions with the pistol brace thing was SB Tactical was not sending them every single iteration of the pistol brace. So they approved this one, but not the other 50 or the 20 or whatever it was that they put out there. And they see that from time to time as something not to cease and desist, but as an opportunity to make a statement. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
So.
And I think this case in particular was aimed at other, you know, YouTuber social media personalities in the 2A space.
Yeah.
To put a chilling effect on them.
Yeah.
Kill their speech.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I agree. If they came after you, they'd go after anybody. The only problem, mm-hmm. I think, though, I mean, I look at some of your are you monetized, Rich?
Yeah.
So you're making some money. I mean, you got
news. I don't think I make enough money for dinner, like at Bolay, for my family each month.
Well, right now on my YouTube channel, I'm not making enough money for a cup of coffee because I'm just not prolific enough on the YouTube channel to actually have a following that actually will follow. But I digress. I think they looked at you guys as pretty easy pickings in a way to make a statement and all this other stuff. And so the big question now, that comes next. Find Rich at Flying Rich. Just look for that on YouTube. He'll be there. He has the same sort of haircut I have. It looks the same in all weather. John Crump, he is Black Swan Media, John Crump News. You find him on Amaland, very prolific on Amaland.
And I have hair.
And he has hair. John does not have the same haircut yet, but he's younger than both me and Rich. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load, talking to John Crump and Rich Hughes, fresh off the presses. They came on the show Friday, about to go to court, went to court, back on the show Monday, excuse me, because, well, they came, they saw, they kicked their butts.
Yeah, I was all out of bubble gum.
All out of bubble gum.
All out of bubble gum.
Yeah. So, here's the big question for you guys. Are you going to do anything different from here on?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Nothing changes. Everything goes on the way it was before.
Well, yeah, okay. So, like, John, I know your work, and I know what you report on, and I know what you say, and I know how you say it. And, I mean, you are, I'm not going to say tame, but compared to some of the stuff that you have to suck up, that I suck up, that Rich sucks up, that Freddie Real sucks up, and people like Stan Belea suck up, that's nothing. That's nothing. Yeah. So, if you have been targeted once, do you think you'd be targeted again?
Not right away, but I wouldn't say that this will be the last time. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon, but
right. Who knows?
Going to remain on their radar.
Yeah, I think they might go after a little bit easier targets next time.
Yeah, everybody was writing about this. I saw that all over the place. Everybody was writing about this. Lee Williams was writing about it at Second Amendment Foundation, and it was all over the truthaboutguns.com. It was all over Ammoland. Different people were writing about it at Ammoland. And a lot of people were watching this and all this other stuff. And do you think they might have been monitoring that and seeing the response they were getting out of this?
I think so. I'm sure they were. I mean, we found out that they watch everything that we do. So.
And read the comments. I don't even read all the comments. I try to, but I don't.
I can't go into the comment sections. I've actually tried to write a couple of times, John, and the whole comma, apostrophe, period thing just gets on my nerves. So the few times I tried to write, it was at thetruthaboutguns.com, and then when I saw the... It's very hard to be in talk radio and write and then ignore the comment section.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally when the bad commenters come in, if they call into the radio show, well, I'm going to go all Zorro on them. And that doesn't, I can't do that. I mean, Fred, one of the reasons I'm still listed as a contributor at AMLAM, but Freddie called me one day and said, Bill, stop engaging the commenters.
Yeah.
So, you know. Yeah. So I just do this now. I know my lane. I just stay in my lane. But this is something to be watched from here on out, huh?
Yeah, it definitely is. If they try this with someone else, I will do everything possible to help that person.
So is somebody going to bring suit on this one? Can you guys sue this person? This mechanism that was they tried to bring against you for the frivolous waste of time?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, we have to go with the attorneys and discuss whether that's possible or not. We won late on Friday, so it was basically Stambolia. I talked to this guy, Stambolia, was going to catch a plane and stuff like that. And he flew down there the day before, argued, then got back on a plane and flew back. So I give him a little bit of a break. And I know Rob Olson and they were working on it pretty heavily.
Right. So. Well, I mean, the reason I ask this is because I'm almost certain that these guys want it to go away.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
So the DOJ wants it to go away now. They don't want anybody to talk about it. And I think the mistake is to not continue to after-action review all of this nonsense and keep it in the forefront, right? Because...
No, it definitely will be that. I mean... Yeah.
This is one of those tales. This is one of those things where they get out there and, you know, you in a poker game, you guys
all options are still on the table.
Well, so. Keep them all. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, I mean, I think they pulled it because they didn't want to have a defeat, because this is more of a forfeit than a defeat, because even though we were going to defeat them, that was pretty evident to not only us and them, because they pulled it, you know. They didn't want to have that defeat next to their name.
Well,
so they were, it was just
unfortunately,
like,
they still do, though.
Yeah, they do.
Unfortunately, they still do, and I think this is something that, you know, this and whenever this kind of thing happens, because you guys were just talking about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You were just talking about it.
And we weren't divulging any confidential information. Right. Basically, all we were talking about is, hey, what kind of sentencing are these guys looking at? There are guidelines for, and again, if Matt or Justin released information or a pre-sentence report, that's up to them. That's their right to do it.
Right.
The courts are specifically, court officers are specifically discouraged on disclosing the information, and particularly any information that would be of a confidential nature if there was a confidential source involved. In this case, had none of that.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't release any stuff. I mean, the stuff that the information we did release was highly sanitized. We didn't really even talk about how they came to it or anything like that.
Oh. I was never worried about it, but at the same time, nowadays, when you're going in front of a judge, you never know. You never know what these guys are going to do. I mean, they're not reading the law and applying the law. They're interpreting the law. And if you get a good one that just reads the law and implements the law, then that's great. And it sounds like that's what you got.
Yeah, well,
I think this judge is pretty fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were prepared, though. Like, if we would have lost that, we would have appealed from the courtroom. We had everything prepared to appeal.
Yeah.
So it wasn't something that we're going to lose. If we lost, we would have been like, oh, okay, well, we lost. We tried. You know, we were prepared to go.
I do believe that, you know, that was a tasty bit of legal stuff there to have it happen the way it happened. I'm glad you guys were the ones that made it happen that way, because that was absolutely frivolous. Now, I wonder, with some of these other cases, like the force reset trigger case that's been constantly going, that did they ever okay that?
No. They never okay. I wrote a pretty large article. In fact, it was submitted as the AR-1 trigger, and the ATF said it wasn't okay. And they released it as the FRT 15. So, that one is a little bit different, from, like a binary trigger where.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So, I mean, that case is, it's a complicated case.
But it's still, even in its difference as far as its function, it's still sort of enhanced semi-automatic fire, isn't it?
Yeah. I do not believe that it was a machine gun. What I'm saying is the ATF has always claimed that it was a machine gun. So
sure.
That is a little bit of a different battle. That is a battle of, you know, attacking how the ATF came to that conclusion more than it was they're changing their minds.
I look at that, and I look at the some of the other stuff they've done, and I'm always looking to see some legal momentum shift the other way and go against them. And I mean, we're going to see the bump stock again, and we're going to see the I'm going to be able to put my pistol brace back on something and stick it on my shoulder again, and I'm going to. Yep. You know, all these things, all these little rules they've got going on, they're going to try. I'm sure you're going to be writing about them trying to impose universal background checks here shortly, right?
Okay. Yeah, by the end of the year. They're trying to do some roundabout universal background checks by claiming that the Bipartisan Safety Communities Act changed the definition of a gun seller and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see that by the end of the year.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, guys, I'm glad that you guys are free and clear. That's item number one. Item number two, thank you for taking the time to join me so rapidly. And item number three, everybody out there, go to Flying Rich and subscribe. If you subscribe to his YouTube channel, that'll help him on the algorithm. And,
thank you, sir.
You know, John Crump News, go subscribe. Look for Black Swan Media. Look for his articles at Ammoland. Very prolific there. John Crump News. Guys, thanks very much.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Pay attention to all this stuff happening out there, people. It's always one of those things that goes on. These two fellas dotted the I's and crossed the T's. They're going to look for somebody that doesn't do that. And as for you, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.